Hello everyone, I'm back again, doing another take on a classic, this one being the cop who pulls over the speeding motorist and then has his way with her. as always, if you enjoy it, please leave a comment and vote for it too, if you like it. And with that being said, lay back and get comfortable and enjoy. So you're driving home along a coastal road, and it's a beautiful summer evening, late afternoon, early evening, and you've got the music playing. It's a great day. You're not paying a whole lot of attention to your speed. And before you know it, you see the familiar flashing blue and red lights in your rearview mirror. You swear to yourself a little as you pull over to the side of the road, and quickly turning the radio down and powering off the car as the cruiser pulls in behind you. You watch as the door opens and a man in uniform steps out of the squad car and begins walking towards your side of the vehicle. You roll down the window as I approach, and I lean in a little closer. You can see that I have on mirrored shades, and you can't really see where my eyes are looking, but they're drinking you in, taking in your sexy body and that little red sundress you're wearing. License and registration, miss. You reach over to the glove compartment and get the documentation out and hand it to me. I ask you if you know how fast you were going, and you stammer, saying you're not really sure, apologizing if you were speeding. I just nod my head and tell you to sit tight, wait there, and I'll be back. And I return to the cruiser to run your plates and your documentation as you sit fidgeting in your car, hoping that you're not going to get a ticket. And a few minutes later, I return. I hand the license and the registration back to you, and you return them to their locations. And I politely ask you to step out of the car. And you look at me a little puzzled, start to ask what this is all about, and I reiterate it again. Please step out of the car, miss. You open the door and close it behind you, and I point to the hood of your car. Please place your hands on the hood of your vehicle. You look at me confused again, a little bit scared, not really sure what this is all about, as you turn and place your hands onto the hood of your car. You can feel the heat emanating from the engine. As I step up behind you and reach past you to take one of your wrists and guide it behind your back, before you even know what's happening, you feel the cool metal clicking around your wrist. And then I take your other hand and bring it behind your back and repeat the process on that one, securing your wrists behind your back, and then slowly turning me back around to face me. It appears there's a few warrants out on this vehicle. And your eyes widen in panic, knowing that can't be possible at all. And you start to give me an excuse, anything, saying that that can't be, that you've never done anything wrong, it's your vehicle. I cock my head to the side a little bit, once again, openly gazing up and down your body, seeing the way that pretty little red sundress hugs your curves. Well, I'd hate to see you get into any trouble with the law. Perhaps we can work something out. I see your face blush. Surely you think I can't mean what I seem to be implying. I reach to my wide leather belt with the gun and my baton, and I pull the nightstick out and tap it a couple times in my hands. I really wouldn't want to haul you down to the precinct. Pretty little girl like you. And I reach out and rub the end of the nightstick along your shoulder, along your collarbone, and slowly down right to the center of your chest, and guiding it up just under your chin, and lifting it up so you're looking right at me. I'm sure you're willing to cooperate, aren't you, miss? I can see you nervously swallow. I'm really not sure about this at all. But I just continue drawing the nightstick slowly down the center of your chest, between your breasts, down over your stomach that's slowly caving in and out with your breathing. Seeing you tense up just a little bit. I guide the stick down to the hem of your dress and hook it under. It slowly starts to lift it as I brush the nightstick along the inside of your thigh. I hear you suck in your breath. I can make this all go away. Let you off with just a warning. Send you on your way as though nothing's happened. With each word, the stick is riding higher and higher up the inside of your thigh, carrying the material of the dress with it. Until you feel the stick brushing against the outside of your panties. I step closer as I push the nightstick fully between your legs so that it's pressing against the car behind you, and just start to slowly rub it back and forth along your pussy through your panties. Here you let out a small little whimper, a little moan as your pussy starts to react to the friction of the stick sliding back and forth. You really don't want to have me take you down to the precinct to you, miss. I can see you swallow again as you nibble on your lower lip, and your hips instinctively starting to rock a little bit against the nightstick. And you shake your head that no, you don't want to be taken down to the precinct. I smile and reach up to my glasses and pull them off, setting them on the hood of your car. Continue to apply pressure and friction with the stick as I slide it back and forth. That's what I thought. You're gonna be a good little slut for me, aren't you?
Hmm?
And I hear you let out another moan. Your hips rocking a little bit more, almost trying to get more pressure and friction on your hot little pussy. I pull the stick away. Reach around behind you. Turn you around so you're facing the hood of your car again, and then push you down over it. Crushing your breasts against the surface of the car, and your cheek laying down against the metal that's still warm from the heat of the engine. You feel my booted feet kick slightly at your ankles, telling you to spread your legs. And I watch as you shift them apart, and causing the material of your dress to hug even tighter to your ass. And you feel that stick once again sliding up the back of your thigh this time, raising the dress as I go, pulling it all the way up and then giving it just a little flip so that the material pools up around your waist. And I can see the tiny little thong that you're wearing. My, my, my. You have got one sweet little ass. I set the nightstick down on the hood of the car, and you feel my hand rubbing over the smooth skin of your ass, squeezing it, and digging my fingers into the soft flesh. Oh yeah. I'm gonna draw my hand back and smack it down on your ass. Oh fuck. I hook my fingers into the thong and slowly peel it down over the curve of your ass, drawing it down around your thighs. Fuck, you look so good. So fucking hot, bent over the hood of your car, your wrist cuffed behind your back, and your pretty little red dress pushed up around your waist. Thong stretched between your thighs as I squat down behind you and grip your ass in both my hands. Giving that other cheek another firm swat before prying those tight round cheeks apart, exposing the glistening pink pussy. Oh, fuck. And you feel my tongue licking along the length of your slit, tasting you as I, oh, fuck, just start to eat that sweet little pussy. Pushing my tongue inside of you. Oh, fuck yeah. Squeezing that sexy round ass in my strong hands. Oh, fuck, I can feel you instinctively pushing back against me. Pushing your hot little pussy back onto my tongue as I start to fuck it in and out of you. Oh, fuck yeah. I can hear you making little moans. Oh, as I lap at that wet little pussy. And draw my tongue slowly from your pussy up to that tight little asshole. Flick at it with my tongue. Smack my hand down on your ass again. Before slowly standing up behind you and reaching up and grabbing a fistful of your hair, twisting your head to the side, forcing you to look back at me. Oh yeah, you're a hot little slut, aren't you? You feel fingers of my other hand moving to your pussy, pushing a finger into that tight little hole, starting to fuck it with my finger. Oh yeah. That's it. You like that? You like that finger in your tight little cunt? Oh fuck, it's gonna feel even better when I get my cock in there. Oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah. You feel me working a second finger into that tight little hole, pushing them in and out of your hot little pussy. I slide my hand from your hair back down your back and smack that round little ass again. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. You are a dirty little slut, aren't you? Yeah? Tell me. Tell me you're a dirty little slut that wants to be fucked. Oh, yeah, that's right. I know you do. I take my hand and undo my pants, reaching in to fist out my cock. It's so fucking hard and thick. Stroking it behind you while I finger fuck that hot little pink hole. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, you want my cock? You want my cock in that tight little cunt? Pull my fingers out of your pussy and offer them up to your lips. Watching as you greedily start to suck on them. Oh, fuck. Sucking my fingers and licking off your juices as I start to rub the head of my cock on your, oh my god, on your wet little slit. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm gonna fuck you so good. I'm gonna fuck you like this, bent over your car. Fuck that tight little pussy like a little bitch. I hear you moan and suck my fingers even deeper into your mouth as I push with my hips and start to, oh my god, start to push that thick, hard cock into your tight little pussy. Oh, fuck. Grabbing your hip with my other hand and then driving my cock all the way in. Oh, fuck yeah. Driving that thick, hard cock all the way into your tight pussy. Oh, fuck. Fingers gripping your hip as I start to thrust, banging my hips up against your ass. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, take my cock. Oh, fuck yeah, take my cock. Slide my fingers out of your mouth so I can get, oh god, get both hands on your hips and your ass. Start to fuck you harder, faster, pounding that cock in your, oh my god, in that fucking tight little pussy. Oh yeah, that's it, that's it. Oh, fuck yeah. Beg for my cock. Come on, beg for that cock in your tight little pussy, you little whore. Come on, I know you fucking want it. Oh yeah, fuck! Oh my god, that's it. Oh fuck you, take that cock. I feel my hips driving into your ass each time, jarring your body over the hood of your car. Oh my god, fucking so hard with that cock. Oh my god, fuck yes. Oh fuck. Grabbing a hold of your hair again, tugging it. Head back, making your, oh my god, making your back arch as I, oh my god, as I force that cock deeper, deeper in your little pussy. Oh fuck yeah. Oh fuck yeah, you're gonna come all over that fucking cock, aren't you? Oh my god. That's it. That's it. Fucking take that cock. That's it. Take that fucking cock, dirty little slut you are. Oh yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, your fucking pussy feels so fucking good on my cock. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can feel my cock getting harder. Pulsing. Throbbing inside your... Oh my god, inside your tight little cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Oh my god, yeah. Fucking tight little pussy's gonna make my cock go. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I wanna feel you come. I wanna feel you come all over this hard cock. Show me what... Oh my god. Show me what a good fucking little whore you are. Come all over this cock. Oh, fuck. That's it. That's it. Fuck. Right fucking there. Fucking come. Fucking pull my cock out and shoot my cum all over that hot fucking little ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Right. Right there. Right there. Oh! Oh! I pull my cock out of your, oh my god, out of your wet pussy. Tug your little thong back up around your hips. Oh, fuck. Flip your little red dress back down over your ass. Take the keys out. Undo the cuffs on your wrists. Watches you massage the circulation back into your arms as you stand up. Pick up my glasses and give you a little smile as I put them back on. You don't need to worry about those warrants. Nobody will come looking for you. Have a nice day, miss.